Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Okay, so where's your house?
That's next to my neighbor's house.
Hey, where's your neighbor's house?
Ooh, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Try me.
Next to my house.
Step out the car, please.
I'm going to jail.
Yep.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It's spring buying season, and our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. They were veteran-founded here in Birmingham and offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans hasn't changed. Before you take the next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify. You can get more information. Go to their website, MortgageRight.com/TNR, or call their Birmingham office on Highway 280, 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. I would say the prop or weapon of choice in trash typically is a samurai sword.
We have a lot of that.
How many of these we have?
Yeah.
It's a weird phenomenon, because if you have a sword in any traffic incident or domestic incident, it's always going to be on the news, because why was the sword used?
Why did you have ready access to a sword?
But we had one yesterday with a guy grilling and using the sword.
Well, he was using it as a skewer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So today, Rebecca Lowe grabbed the, quote, large weapon and began waving it in front of a garden, in front of her garden, according to the court that heard the dispute. 30-year-old had been caught up in a brawl with a mother and daughter over claims they failed to clear up their pet's mess.
I thought you were talking about the former UConn player for a second.
That's Lobo.
Rebecca Lowe?
No, Rebecca Lowe.
Lobo. Okay.
I thought you said Rebecca Lobo. No. I was like, wow, that's a twist for her.
Lisa Loeb? The steak?
During the bust-up with her neighbors outside of her home, Mama Four was punched, had her hair pulled as she was dragged down her garden path. Two women involved were given police cautions for assault over the incident. After the brawl, the women eventually left the scene, but one of their boyfriends showed up and refused to move away from Lowe's gate. She grabbed the samurai sword, began waving it at him before he fled the scene. Police officers were called to the scene. They discovered Lowe had a previous conviction for knife-related crime after she threatened to, quote, slice a teenager from ear to ear.
I mean, that is a bit aggressive. I mean,
yeah, she's got a little bit of a pointy thing problem.
Anger problem.
Yeah. What drink of choice there? Is that the old Natty Ice that she's got there?
I do not know.
It doesn't look to be a Bud Light with that
skin.
I'm
going to say she colors her own hair, though.
You think?
No, maybe. That's natural.
Yeah. It is natural. The color has grown out just a bit. You're saying you can see the roots?
I think it's usually a passive blue, but she knew she would be on the attack, so she went to battle red today.
Rockstar's right, though. I'm going to wear my thick sweater and carry my jacket. Yeah, just
a cold day in April.
Julie Shermer, professor of psychology at Western University in London, Ontario, decided to conduct a study titled "A Desire for a Loud Car with a Modified Muffler is Being Predicted by a Man in Higher Scores on Psychopathy and Sadism."
Okay, so men that like loud cars
are psychos.
Are psychos is cut to the chase there to make it simple for me.
Outside of the leaf blower, which I know is necessary like once every couple of weeks. But rolling around with a car with no muffler or whatever the hell you do to make it loud,
dual
is
exhaust,
maybe the most obnoxious.
Yeah,
there was a guy I was picking up food on Sunday at a restaurant, and I was a guy who was open to hold the door for me, and a motorcycle passed by on 31. Just the loudest thing I've ever heard. And just go, oh my God.
No, it's terrible.
I was like, what is that guy thinking?
I was going up Double Oak Mountain on 280, and there was one right beside me. And I don't know how he was timing this out, but I was on the phone on my Bluetooth, right? And somebody would ask me a question, I would start answering. And as soon as I would start answering, he'd hammer the throttle. And it was so freaking loud. And then they say, I can't hear you, Ryan. That motorcycle is so loud, I got to repeat. I got my windows up and everything.
Yeah. And that was me leaving the SEC basketball tournament. Yeah. It was like, it was Taylor.
Okay. As part of the research, Shermer surveyed 523 undergrad business students, 286 men, 231 women. They were asked if they viewed their car as an extension of themselves and how much they thought loud cars were, quote, cool, and if they would make their cars louder with muffler modifications. Shermer also gave them SD4 personality measure, another questionnaire that assesses a cluster of malicious personality traits. When she got the results, she expected to see a strong correlation between someone who prefers a look-at-me exhaust system and narcissism, but that wasn't the case. She went on to say, quote, we found that it was more sadism and psychopathy, was predicting who wants to modify their mufflers, who feels more connected to their vehicle, and they think loud cars are really cool.
But, you know, that sort of is the law in nature, right? Like, some of the most aggressive animals, they're making a loud noise.
It's peacocking. It's peacocking.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, when I was young, if a guy had a loud car, I was like, I'm not going to mess with that guy.
My wife said the same thing. Peacocking is the more aggressive guy is going to pursue the girl at the bar, because if you say no, you got a friend right next to you, and I'm going to hit on her. If she says there's other guys like me that just stand back, they're going, hopefully they should just come and talk to me.
Yeah,
it's peacocking.
I usually stand under the clock or the TV, so I at least in my head think they're looking at me in a bar.
Wow, okay.
So I don't know anyone that has ever said, man, I like that song. Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe.
Not a fan myself.
You guys know anybody that likes it?
I do not.
Darren, do you like it? No.
No, I will say, though, Dunaway's right. You played it at a sporting event, and people will dance to it. I mean,
that's
they like
they're
it.
They're drunk.
I'll dance to it, though.
Okay, so Rednecks song, Cotton Eye Joe, has inspired a viral event that has been seen to smash a YouTube record. The band took to YouTube to announce that their music has received 3 billion views in 26 days, thanks to a meme that reworks their hit sound called I Can't Do It, Rockstar. There you go. Which is a garbled version of the first lyric from Cotton Eye Joe, is spread across social media platform with videos that have garnered millions of views using it. However, the song went viral again this year thanks to a chicken nugget and wing singing the song, which has garnered 23 million views. We have way too much time on our hands. Yeah,
so
it's incredible.
I've heard that song dozens of times, maybe hundreds of times. Never knew that's what the band looked like that sang it. Did you?
No.
That's not them. That's just who is doing it this time, right?
This is not the original?
That's not the original people.
That's Drexel on the far right, played by Gary Oldman. In True Romance. That's the lead singer for Smash Mouth next to him with a hat. The chick has got a little Cher in her, and
little Joan Jett.
Yeah. And then Tim McGraw, but fatter and bigger on the far left.
Yep.
No, I think that's actually Rednecks there, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is. I looked up Google pictures. That's all the pictures of them.
But that's who sings the song.
Yeah,
originally?
Well, not originally, but they're the ones you've heard. Okay. The song's like from the 1800s, they're the recording you've heard.
The functionality of the guitarist wearing the leather duster just doesn't seem like it would be comfortable.
But when you go outside to draw on somebody in a pistole fight, you need that.
Yeah, if you're in North Dakota.
I don't know which one's which, Rockstar, but here are the members of Rednecks. You guys ready? This was as of 2020. Cash, Jiggy McClanahan.
Cash is the hat in the middle. Jiggy McClanahan.
We have not gotten to anybody's Christian name yet.
I'm going to go Jiggy is the guy with the dreads.
Spades.
Spades is the guy with
still
the duster.
Still not there. Give me one.
Pickles.
Nope. Pickles is the female singer.
Mo Lester the Limp.
He's back on drums with only one leg.
You run that name together and you got some issues.
Yeah, Mo Lester was Uncle Lester.
I don't know.
he's a hugger.
Bone Duster Croc.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that's the guy with the long jacket.
No, Bone Duster's on keyboard.
And Purvis the Peller Gator.
Yeah.
It's amazing that band never made it.
So let me ask you this. So if they got 3 billion views in 26 days, how do you monetize that?
It's probably not much, but it's one of those things with these memes like on TikTok where it's just a sample of a song. Then like somebody's like, well, I'm going to do my version. And it just blows up where everybody's doing a version of that.
But as I tell Brown all the time, a billion of anything is good, Brown.
Now, you're right. A billion of anything is good. I think their first album was called Sex and Violins. Interesting name for an album.
Okay, so I have heard horror stories of somebody getting somebody's phone and sending something to all of their contacts.
Oof. I don't even know how to do that.
I don't either.
On my phone.
But a California mom is speaking out after accidentally inviting all 487 of her phone contacts to her daughter's upcoming first birthday party.
We're going to need more pizza.
Emily King, who shared the hilarious incident in a now viral TikTok video, told Good Morning America she still vividly remembers that sinking feeling she had when she realized she had made the mistake. King said that when she was setting up her daughter's Ivy's June birthday party invitation, she noticed Evite, the service she was going to use on her smartphone, offered an option to import the contact information of potential guests. Quote, I see this tab and it says important guest and previous parties. And I just thought St. Patrick's Day party. So I was like, oh, perfect. It took me to the actual invitation page and it said Ivy's first birthday. And then at the bottom, it said guest 487. That's when I was mortified. started to look it up at the list, everyone that I'd ever put in my phone. And not only that, it's everyone I put in my phone as they were stored in my phone and everyone that I ever emailed through my job.
Oh, no.
Now, said they immediately took the steps to pull this back, and it has been reduced to 50 to 70 invitees. Yeah. And it's going to be a Lord of the Rings themed bash, because I'm sure the one-year-old loves Lord of the Rings.
I don't think this is that important of a story, because if it's a baby, but if it's like something, I was throwing a private meeting party for four people here, and I accidentally do the group text. And I was like, oh, no.
So in other words, like if Taylor Swift were here, like a lot of people are going to want to come to that. In this case, this is just a good excuse not to go, oh, I thought you sent it to me erroneously. My apologies.
She has let a lot of people out of this.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot. The first birthday party's not fun.
Not a big deal. Like Rockstar says, baby doesn't even know you're there.
The second birthday party, not much. Nope. We just had it Sunday.
Yeah. Finally, here's our idiots of the day. A Florida couple allegedly tried to pull a fast one on lottery officials when they taped together a scratch-off ticket, passed it off as the $1 million winner.
According, I bet it didn't work.
According to an affidavit, 36-year-old Kyra Enders on March 1st went to the Florida Lottery's Pensacola office and claimed she had won the $1 million prize.
By the looks of just their eyes, he thought this up and convinced her to go do it.
He's a tired Matt Stafford.
Now,
he is tired Matt Stafford. You're right.
According to the sheriff's office, the ticket had obvious alterations, crudely pieced together from two separate actual scratch-off tickets. Is that the actual ticket?
No.
I was about to say, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah, it did a pretty good job there.
Now, deputies alleged that Enders ripped the two tickets, which were non-winners, put them together to make it look like she had a winning ticket, wrote her full name and address on the ticket, signed it under the penalty of perjury. Enders continued to insist the two pieces of the ticket went together, and she did not intentionally commit any fraud, because doing so would, quote, be dumb, and that's how you go to jail, she said. Jones and Enders were arrested Thursday on charges of forgery of a lottery ticket with intent to fraud, in the first degree of $100,000.
Okay, Rockstar, this will involve you finding a picture of her.
Holy
but that's
shit.
The way Jenny Dale looks driving back to the airport with Gary Danielson after 4 hours of SEC football on Saturdays. That is a tired Jenny Dale to Gary Danielson in her ears.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Like, that's all you've heard. You're in the drum of a sideline on the SEC.
Do the impersonation. What is it?
I don't know.
Jenny's like,
Jenny's going to be
little. Hello, Jenny.
That's the wrong.
Jenny Dale.
It's Melissa McCarthy's cousin.
Jenny Dell Rockstar.
Different choice of pictures.
It's a little more
up.
Polished.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No makeup. She's tired after listening for 4 hours.
Yeah. I was going to say, the mugshot girl, get her out of the mugshot, put a little makeup on her.
Okay.
I think she could do better than the guy she
needs
was with anyway.
Get out of the meth or crack or whatever is influencing her.
Yeah, she needs out of that relationship. I think he is dating up.
Way up, especially with that hair.
Yeah, he's dating way up, and I think she's slumming it. I think she can do better than him.
Yep.
And probably wouldn't have to steal money from the state lottery commission if she was a better guy.
Him getting her to do his dirty work.
I know.
I think they drew straws.
By the way, when he gets out of the pool, if he comes out of the pool out of the ladder, his hair is going to be like the former West Virginia Houston, Dana Holgerson.
Because
he's combing everything forward.
He's still got a chance with Dr. B.
It's not all gone.
He needs to go fast.
Really small nose.
Hey, if you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home-buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process so easy. Speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgageright.com/TNR. Call Birmingham office 205-900-7200 to talk with a mortgage pro right now. NMLS 2239, equal housing.